This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America on this 75th anniversary of D-Day. D-Day, when we went into Normandy, which began the beginning of the end for the Nazi Germans that were holding that continent hostage, if you will. And special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and our 911 dispatchers, plus the U.S. Coast Guard for keeping all of us free and safe. And thank you for your service to America. To all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail carriers too. Don't forget, we appreciate everything you do to keep America rolling along. And check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and also on Twitter, at Captain's America. Okay, here we go with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
America's border crisis has definitely reached another milestone. 144,278, that's the number of immigrants that were apprehended or deemed inadmissible at our southern border last month alone. That's a 32% spike from back in April and the third straight month in a row of at least 100,000 apprehensions or inadmissibles.
Yeah, there was a conference call yesterday, I think by the acting director, and who was on the call, I don't know, but it was a panic call. It was virtually a panic phone call that it's beyond emergency.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond crisis.
Yep.
You could hear it in his voice. It was desperation.
Well, he said the system is broken, period.
Well, it is.
Yep.
And you know, he's certainly blaming Congress, and as he should.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't see any end in sight, because we're just not going to have Congress is going to step up and do anything about the 20-day rule, defining asylum. Lindsey Graham has, as best I know, he's the only one that's proposed anything coming out of the Senate.
That's right.
I think he's got some sponsors.
Yep.
Or co-sponsors, but the House isn't going to do a blasted thing.
Nope.
In the meantime, we've got one of the first meetings that happened with Pence and Pompeo with a Mexican envoy.
Yep.
That traveled here. Now, they did not talk about the tariffs in real earnest, although there is an exemption list already, and one of them has to do with U.S. corn.
Uh-huh.
The majority of the conversation was on immigration itself. So, he said that, the leader of the Mexican envoy said that there was some progress that was made. So I think we're putting together some real stipulations of what we need Mexico to do, but it's certainly not complete. So the meeting's not complete. I mean, it's going to continue to go on. Trump is obviously getting some updates on this because he even said late yesterday that not enough progress had been made and that he will keep this tariff thing. Well, he can't declare the tariff. The tariff has got to come from
Congress,
the House. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is going to get contentious.
Now, here's some more numbers that stand out like a sore thumb. 88,676 family unit migrants came across the border. Of them, 25% were, in fact, not families. In some cases, children were actually rented to be put with adults to allow them to come in and seek asylum. But of that 25%, about half, 11,893 unaccompanied children who were apprehended or deemed inadmissible at the border, weren't even with their parents or relatives of any kind, according to the DNA.
Pathetic, isn't it?
Very. Very. And
I can't even imagine what the cost of these DNA tests are costing us taxpayers.
It ain't cheap. It ain't cheap. That much I do know. And, of course, America, you know, has been really good to Mexico for a number of years. And all we are asking Mexico to do is just to do their fair share on their side of the border and help us out so our border patrols aren't inundated and abide by their own laws that say that, hey, you come into Mexico, you have to apply for your asylum here. You can't go to the United States or we will be detained. You will be detained or we'll boot you out.
Well, that's not, you know, law yet. So, I mean, it could
that's
be
not law in Mexico?
Well, it doesn't, we don't know. I'm pretty sure it is,
because that's where I got it. Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at Mexico's laws.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a matter of, even if it is, are they going to enforce it? I'm sure that's part of the conversation.
That's correct.
There happens.
And, of course, you know, Mexico talked yesterday, too. So their envoy said that they were ready with retaliatory tariffs against the United States. But they're really trying to get that resolved so that they don't have that problem. And we'll see what happens. I mean, what the heck? It could have a friendly resolution. All right, here comes the music in my ear. So hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, you fans of The Walking Dead, you know, that show is filmed in Georgia. I don't know if you knew that or not. Well, guess what? The Walking Dead may walk out of Georgia, dead people and all. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, Do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And what do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they belong to and trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of them having to defend themselves. Because no matter what you use, whether it's a gun, a knife, your fist, a club, a hammer, a pipe, a pole, whatever, guess what? The last person standing is the first person the police are going to look at. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So check out the Captain's America Third Watch, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And in the process, you'll want to take a look at the USCCA logo link that's right there. Click on it because guess what? You will be able to sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway every day at midnight. It changes. That's number one. And number two, check out the three levels of membership that are there. Should you become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Again, the situation with Mexico is astounding, using the words of Border Patrol, or I'm sorry, the CBP acting director, and they're not going to change anytime soon. But when we went to break, I talked about the cast of The Walking Dead, which is a show that's actually filmed in Georgia. A lot of people probably watch that. I don't, but a lot of people watch it. And they said, hey, if that darn abortion thing goes into law here in Georgia, we're going to leave Georgia. Well, see ya. See ya.
I did quite the interview on that very thing yesterday, as a matter of fact. These Hollywood types, the Hollywood film companies, there's about a half a dozen of them so far, they're all shooting, you know, doing a shot across the bow on Georgia, because the heartbeat bill does not take effect until January 1, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So here come the lawsuits, and we're just certainly waiting to see how that necessarily happens. that's being coordinated, by the way, by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ACLU.
Oh, yeah.
So there are some that are threatening to pull out, and that's fine. It is a big deal because Georgia is the second most popular location for filming outside of Hollywood itself. It's worth about 11, I think I heard the number, either $6 billion or $11 billion a year to the state of Georgia. But the governor doesn't care. I mean, it's a bigger thing. Now, here's the other thing that the Democrats are doing, including these organizations. They're not calling them heartbeats anymore. They're reducing it, and they're saying that these are embryonic pulses. Mm-hmm. They refuse to even say that, you know, a fetus in the womb has a heartbeat. They don't want to say heartbeat because it alludes to something live.
Yeah.
They're calling it an embryonic pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Shameful.
Yeah. Yeah, and they didn't want to regard the child as a child. They didn't want to use that terminology. They're using the words fetus again.
Well, I don't so much mind that one.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think it's six weeks. And, you know, we've got some that are even defying science of when a heartbeat, it, you know, is heard and can be proven.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's turn on to something a little different here, because Mike Pompeo saying it's been devilishly difficult to contain the situation in Venezuela. Well, what exactly are we doing in Venezuela? I have someone who has relatives in Venezuela, and they're telling me that they're expecting any time the militia to come across the border from Colombia. That's what they're all being told. The militia is going to be coming in from Colombia to save them.
I don't know what save them means.
They're dying literally in the streets. People are just dying, and the bodies are being left there.
Apparently, we're helping coordinate some Venezuelans that have fled, and they're in Colombia. Colombia's outwardly, they're ridiculing the militia that's being developed. But, you know, this is a situation very much that, you know, we will help the opposition, but we're not going to take the lead. So, I think that's between the State Department and the Pentagon. That's pretty much where we are.
Now,
I know that Guaido is actually doing a food and medicine drive. Mm-hmm. He is appealing to all world powers to get food and medicine to the country to embarrass Maduro.
Mm. Now, a couple of things came out yesterday, and doesn't relate to the final story that I sent to you, but I just happened to pick this up, and I forgot to mention it to you. First of all, the next IAEA official said that Iran, and these are his words, not mine, Iran is 6 to 8 months away from a nuclear weapon. Then we find out that the North Korea nuke test in 2017 was a whole lot larger than previously thought. What's going on?
I don't know, because I haven't read the IAEA report on Iran.
Well, it sounds to me like as if, and we do know that Iran and North Korea are joined at the hip when it comes to the nuclear programs, correct?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay, so apparently, and that test that they had in North Korea caused, what, an earthquake and something else there that was so big? Well, we as I said, we now know, according to a new study that's come out, it's being shown in Newsmax as a story, that the blast was a lot larger than was previously disclosed. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, I always want kind of confirmation. Even when we get confirmation, the United States tends to kind of water it down so we don't look like we're at a crisis point. So you have to take things with a grain of salt.
Okay. Now, let's get to the report that came out of Miami that Cuban spy documents that have been revealed now show an effort has been made to penetrate the Miami airport security there. I find that to be kind of interesting.
I got that report about a week and a half ago, and of course, you know, the officials in Miami are going, no, that's not really what happened. But let me tell you that Miami is absolutely stuffed with Cuban spies.
Sure.
So the fact that they could pay off somebody and get passwords and access to all things at the Miami airport would not surprise me in the least. But it's a story that was not repeated in, or presented in media at all. I think the Miami Herald was the only outlet in print media that put anything out there about it. But it was one that came and went, and it's kind of like nobody wants to talk about it, which tells me that there's something to the story.
Now, LJ in Michigan just asked us a question about what we were just talking about, the Lindsey Graham immigration bill. She wants to know how that would work. Will it need 60 votes to pass in the Congress? Will it have to pass in the House first or just take a vote?
No, I mean, he's got to get it out of the Senate. And then it has to go over to the House.
But it does take 60 votes in the Senate, right?
I don't know if this would be a simple majority in the Senate. But nonetheless, it's out there. And he addresses the asylum claims in a big, huge way. He also addresses the fact that you have to go to your first country.
Right.
And or any of our, I think we've got 38 facilities between this triangle of countries.
Correct.
And Mexico.
Yep.
That they can apply there too. So, in other words, apply in your home country before you even bother. But again, he's the only one that has presented anything, although he does have some co-sponsors. But it's just, I mean, the reality is it kind of doesn't matter because the House isn't going to take it up, period.
Mm-hmm. Well, here we go again. They're not doing the work of the people. And you would think sooner or later that this is going to come back to bite them in the butt, you would think.
Well, I'm a little disturbed that ICE and Border Patrol are not calling out the speaker by her name on this.
Yeah.
You own this crisis because you are not taking up these measures.
Okay, well, here comes the music. We got to go, and we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. And remember, it's D-Day, and I know you will. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check her out. Go to her website. Find out all the great articles that she writes, and away you go. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Thank you very much for tuning in. We shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
North Carolina Republicans Wednesday failed to override the Democratic governor's veto of a Born Alive bill. Democratic State Representative Deb Butler says babies who survive an unsuccessful abortion are already protected.
All living infants in North Carolina are legally entitled to the care that they need. Any overt act to injure or cause death to a living infant is already punishable as murder.
The state's Senate already agreed to an override. President Trump is in Ireland, his first visit to that country as president. Ahead of a meeting with Ireland's prime minister, the president shared the latest on pending tariffs on Mexico.
I think they want to do something. I think they want to make a deal. And they sent their top people to try and do it. We'll see what happens today. We should know something.
But talks did break off at the White House on Wednesday, and there was no deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for this hour's edition of our Veterans News, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, two locations to better serve you, and they can jumpstart your career or help you start a new one. Here's more about them right now. And believe me when I tell you, they are a much, much, much better way to go if you're in doubt about your career.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, for you high school graduates that are out there that are looking for an opportunity, you're not sure what you're going to do. Maybe you're not going to college. Maybe you're going to work. Maybe you're going to a junior college, or maybe you're going to a trade school or whatnot. If you haven't made up your minds yet, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. And here's why. In 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, it's not uncommon to start out at $50,000 or $60,000 a year. It is possible to make $70,000 or $80,000 or more, depending on whether or not you're able to land that contract or that job, if you will, with a military contractor overseas, or an overseas airline, or a foreign country that's hiring you to work on their own government's planes, whatever the situation may be. Now, I want you to check them out online. go to NAA.edu. The website again, NAA.edu. Schedule a tour at either Concord, Mass., the location up there outside Boston, or the one here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. Now, again, NAA.edu is the website, or call them on the line, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you, and you'll have another opportunity to better yourselves and one up the other guys and just jumpstart your career and away you go. Now, today, we are honoring and remembering what happened 75 years ago in Normandy with what started out as a Operation Neptune was the first name, better known as D-Day. It commenced. You also had another operation that developed out of that, Operation Overlord, where Allied troops stormed the French beaches in order to overcome the Nazi tyranny that had encompassed all of Europe. And the fighting was ferocious, with about 5,000 confirmed dead on the Allied side of that in one day alone. Now, we had a combined force of 156,000 soldiers from the United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada primarily. There were other countries involved, too. France had a contingent of their military there. Poland, the Czechoslovaks, the Ukrainians. You also had people from other countries over there, Hungary and Portugal and Spain, that were all part of this contingency. And the tone of the conflict had been set long before by then British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, affectionately known as Winnie. And in the age of capitulation, Churchill dared to defy the Nazi tyranny. He rallied England. Remember that? "We shall fight them to the beaches. We shall fight them to the sea." That's a pretty rough imitation, but it got my point across. To defend the homeland of Britain, and later rejoiced when America joined the campaign in 1941 and start sending to them tanks and planes and all the different things they needed to have. Plus, remember, before we were in the war, we had some of our pilots that were flying for the RAF. And Churchill is famous for his leadership in World War II, and justly so. But Churchill is just the best known of the heroes of this era, because countless forgotten soldiers fought, bled, and died for the cause of freedom. And on this anniversary of D-Day, we remember their heroism. We will not forget the greatest generation. We will not forget. Well, coming soon to the Army, a combat-capable hypersonic and laser weapon. The Army will field a hypersonic weapon and a directed energy weapon in less than 4 years, according to the Rapid Capabilities and Critical Technologies Office. They are already testing it as we speak, and I've reported about that before, but this is a little bit more specific. And by the way, the Army wants a hypersonic missile unit by 2023. They may get it sooner. Now, the Navy went back to an old custom that we hadn't seen in 17 years. For the first time in nearly 17 years, the Navy's commissioned ships worldwide hosted on their bows the Star-Spangled Union Jack flag. Happy to hear about that going back up again. A lot of people had a misunderstanding about what that was all about. And by the way, when Admiral John Richardson, the Chief of Naval Operations, strode to the center of the United States Navy Memorial to lay his wreath commemorating the 77th anniversary of the Battle of Midway, his salute was accompanied by a drum roll. A sea of white ceremony honored those who fought at Midway. Now, what we mean by that is all the Navy personnel that were there were in their dress whites. And that's something to see when the Navy gets dressed up in their dress whites, because they certainly their uniform is just very noticeable. Now, the Navy has launched a promotive incentive to fill recruiting and other jobs. Sailors could qualify now for alternative petty officer for recruiting and recruit training billets under a new Navy incentive program likely to expand to other jobs as well. The Air Force, meanwhile, the state of the Air Force's B-1B Lancer bomber is bad, really bad. And the lawmakers on the House Armed Services Sea Power and Projection Forces Subcommittee want the service to come up with a plan to fix the problem. Simply put, the readiness of the B-1 Lancer is in the toilet. Now, the Marines and the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit, their deployment training has spread across North Carolina to various areas of North Carolina as the Marine Corps troops are gearing up for an overseas deployment. They're seeing some variety as they train on terrain all around North Carolina. They've been up in the mountains. They've been down along the ocean. They've been in the swamps. They've been all over the place in North Carolina. Now, the Coast Guard this year should be able to stop more drugs than Trump's border wall. Well, why is that? Well, it's because the U.S. is investing in more personnel, aircraft, and ships to help the Coast Guard stop drugs trafficking on the high seas instead of spending millions of dollars on the wall along the southwest border. A Democratic congressman had that to say yesterday, no name associated with it. But it's the belief of the Democrats that we can do more on the sea than we can on the border wall. And to that I say, I don't think so. Not when we hear about $100,000 worth of drugs a day coming across the Mexican border on a road that was 19 feet wide that the DHS didn't even know was capable of doing what it was capable of doing. And every day, that $100,000 worth of drugs was coming that way until the first private section of border wall was built and blocked it off altogether. How about that? Right now it's down to zero. And the U.S. State Department approved a $1.7 billion sale of F-16 jets to Bulgaria. They approved the Bulgarian government's request to buy 8 F-16 aircraft and an assortment of related equipment and weapons. And in addition, federal agencies that participate in the Centers of Excellence program will soon have more tools at their disposal for discovering the areas of greater IT modernization that fills the needs in their organization. The Watchdog on Wall Street got a lot of different... We'll be right back on this D-Day, June 6, 75 years later, honoring the greatest generation.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, 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 this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our very good friends at the Moss Family Automotive Group. Four different stores to serve you up in Newport Richey, up in Crystal River, in Homosassa Springs, and of course the big Moss Family Chevrolet dealership right there in Carrollwood, the North Tampa section. Now, when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. And that gives you the opportunity to buy any new Chevy or any Nissan or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory and save a lot of money in the process. And you can go to a special website and check out just exactly what kind of financing you qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's MossFamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. MossFamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. And by the way, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And don't forget, they are the original home of You Serve, You Save, 24-7, 365. That means all veterans, all active-duty military, plus all first responders, active and retired, and their 911 dispatchers get a ton of money discounted off your brand-new or certified pre-owned vehicle. And now you can save at Moss, M-A-U-S, and pay nothing down and no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Just check out what you qualify for at MossFamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you $500 just for mentioning that. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What does D-Day mean to you?
Obviously, it's way before my time, but you take a look at the world as a whole and what we did as a country to help save you want to talk about Western civilization in many respects is quite extraordinary. Most of us kind of relived these things watching, you know, films, whether it be Steven Spielberg movie or mm-hmm. whatever it may be from World War II. You just see the type of sacrifice that was made from that generation. I look at these sacrifices and I kind of compare and contrast to today and what we have today and the fact that we can't even get together as a nation to, you know, deal with some sacrifices in regards to tariffs at a point in time. I think we kind of need to look to that generation again and look to the sacrifices that they made and maybe use that to come together as a country because, again, it's something that my generation most mm-hmm. certainly didn't know. Obviously I grew up, you know, I was too young for Vietnam, but you even take a look at the war on terror and what were we taught? We were told, don't worry about it, go out and shop. Now we have these wars around the globe that we don't really pay attention to. We have people fighting all over the world that we're really not sacrificing. We're not doing any rubber drives. We're not doing any metal drives. We're not even buying war bonds because there isn't any. I think it's a collective sacrifice these people made that has made America strong, and I think we need to look to that again.
Yeah, that's a good idea. By the way, did you play lacrosse under Roy Simmons?
Yeah, why?
Because Roy Simmons served with Ben Schwartzwalder, and they both served, and both of them were part of the, Ben Schwartzwalder was a paratrooper with the 82nd Airborne and jumped with my dad over Normandy. That's how I had the relationship I did with Ben Schwartzwalder.
Oh, wow.
Because of my dad and him jumping at the same time in the same place, and Simmons was part of the unit, but he was not, on the beach at that time. He was, on a landing craft.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I'm just bringing that up there. See, yeah. A lot of guys, they never talked about it, so you didn't know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can understand why they wouldn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get that.
Yeah, by the way, he had his landing craft blown up from underneath him. Now, I got a question here from LJ. She's talking about the immigration thing and the fact that Lindsey Graham's produced proposed some legislation. I think it's going to need 60 votes to pass in the Senate. Is that a fair assumption?
What legislation is this?
He's got the new immigration legislation where they're going to get rid of or try to update the asylum provision where they just don't walk over and go, I want them asylum and they're here forever.
Yeah, but whatever you pass is going to get through the House.
Right.
It's not going to happen. I mean, we're done right now, I think. I think that proves that Nancy Pelosi came out and said that she wants to see mm-hmm. Donald Trump in prison. That was her latest thing.
Yeah, I heard that.
If you think you're going to get anything through Congress over the next couple of years, I don't see it.
Well, LJ's got a question. She wants to know, how can we do, what do we do, march on Nancy Pelosi's office and demand something be done?
Well, it's not just Nancy Pelosi's office. Do you think Republicans really want to get anything done? I'm not buying that. I don't see that happen. I don't think Republicans could give a darn about this either. I mean, they did have the House, the Senate, and the presidency not too long ago, and they didn't do anything about it. They didn't deal with the...
They couldn't come together with a simple agreement.
Well, they couldn't come together on repealing Obamacare. They couldn't handle immigration.
Well, that was... Now, wait a minute. That was one person that screwed that up, and we all know who that is.
Well,
I'm not even going there.
But he wasn't the only one.
No, but that was the one we remember, and I'm not even going to go there out of respect.
It's the one we can remember, but he wasn't the only one.
Yeah. Now let's talk about Amazon. You know, Amazon is growing by leaps and bounds all around the country. There's no doubt about it, and they're moving out of California, whether California likes it or not. They are moving now. They have unveiled a helicopter plane drone for deliveries. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I think it's starting soon, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start seeing those things bouncing around. I don't know exactly they're going to be implementing those. I mean, obviously, they have to be working with the FAA, I would assume, in regards to that, because, you know, flying into various different areas. But it's amazing the technology that they have. Mm-hmm. You see, right now, it's Amazon, you get deliveries on Sundays.
Yeah.
You know, via the, even the U.S. mail, we got these guys working on Sundays.
I got a package last week on Sunday, couldn't believe it.
Yeah, so yeah. It's kind of amazing how this, the what they're doing and how quickly things get out.
Now, you're the watchdog on Wall Street, right?
I try.
You're going to have somebody to watch on Wall Street. You ready?
Okay.
Former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is joining a Wall Street investment firm. Holy cow.
They all do. I mean, that's what politicians do. They build up their Rolodex, and then they become very, very useful to investment firms and being able to work deals and whatnot. They know how the system works. Uh-huh. They understand. Look at it this way. You want to look at regulations. You want to look at government as a maze. You want the people that obviously crafted the maze, that put the maze together, that knows how the maze works. You want them on your side. And that's what these investment firms do. It's just as much as you take a look at people that are involved in government when it comes to regulations. What happens is they work in government for a while. They craft all these crazy regulations. Then they go work for the other side and tell all the businesses how they can get around the regulations. So It's kind of how the world works.
Now, the IMF is called the International Monetary Fund. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, they say that the U.S. and China tariffs are going to slash $455 billion off global growth in 2020. And they're talking about China's growth forecast being cut drastically, more so than the United States.
They're throwing numbers out there. I don't know what in the world is going to happen in regards to global trade. I don't think they do either. That's their job, to come up with numbers. You show me when they're consistently right in their predictions. These are the same people that can.
I don't think they are they?
Sector. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Again, Matt, it's like spinning a roulette wheel. Okay, they have their various different algorithms and theories and how things come up, and they're not accurate. Okay, it's a guess. They look at this as whether or not, as someone deciding what football teams are going to win on a Sunday when they do the prediction shows. They don't know.
Mm-hmm. Now, apparently, yesterday, Mexico's ratings got hit by Fitch and Moody's. I did not see whether they went up or down. They couldn't have gone up, could they?
Whose ratings? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Mexico, the country of Mexico, their ratings went, they got hit by Fitch or Moody's. That sounds like they went down.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. They're worried about the tariffs moving forward, obviously, if that happens. I'm not sure if the Mexican tariffs are going to go through.
No.
I think that Mexico is probably going to act and get some things done to help us out, because I don't think that they have any interest in having that happen. So we shall see. But, obviously Mitch and Fitch and S&P, it was just Fitch who dropped the rating.
Yep.
They need to find justification for their existence.
Okay, we got to run, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on Friday.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And top of the hour break coming up. Now, we should be hearing from Ron Edwards. And if not, then we'll just continue to move on, because I got Jerry Stewart, bottom of the hour, calling from...
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.